Track 3, From Undies to Understanding. Don't be afraid to stand out from the crowd, says BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt.
I often wonder about the adverts I'm bombarded with on social media. They feel particularly tailored to me, as if the site has been eavesdropping on my conversations or even my thoughts. No doubt there are some amazing algorithms at work, but recently I've been getting non-stop suggestions for shapewear. I guarantee this is not something I've been talking about, so maybe the social media snooping machine has tapped into my photos and decided I need help. What really annoys me about these adverts for tummy-taming, bottom-lifting underwear is not the thought that I might need them, but the fact that the women modelling them definitely don't. It's quite easy to make a tummy look flat if it doesn't have an ounce of wobble in it and is firm as a board. It's easy to look slender if you're a size 6 and your hands could meet around your middle. If you want to sell these, then show me a middle-aged woman rediscovering her waist after squeezing her muffin top and love handles into these transformative pants. Of course, it's not just about pants. I despair at the pressures put on people to look a certain way. It's now, sadly, very common for young women to have Botox or fillers, not because they want to hold back time and stop the ageing process, but because they want a particular look. What is being sought is often an unnatural, almost cartoonish appearance. They're not trying to hide the fact they're having work done. The aim is to make it very apparent. While there are highly qualified doctors and aestheticians in the industry, you don't need a license to carry out these procedures. The experts are finding that many of their clients are young people needing repair work after being treated by unqualified practitioners. Some have been left with horrible side effects and lumps in the wrong places. When I think about all this too much, I end up with the worrying feeling that so much of what we're exposed to nowadays is fake. Even supposed news videos and photographs can be deep fakes purporting to show events that never happened. The trouble is that people react to them without realising that they're being manipulated. Part of this is to do with the power of technology and the internet, and part of it is to do with us as a society. Why do we not value what is natural and real? Why are we so quick to try to change ourselves to fit in? Why do we rush to judge and react rather than taking time to think about whether we're falling into a trap? A wise person said to me recently that we all need our own amber light, a pause, watch and wait system, so we can assess what's really going on before we act. Both our children are neurodiverse. I'm immensely proud of them and their achievements, especially as it comes at such a cost for them. If you met them, you probably wouldn't notice, as both are very adept at masking how they feel. This is exhausting and understandably saps their enthusiasm. They are wonderful young people and shouldn't need to alter their identities, but the world we live in is designed for conformity and doesn't celebrate difference. One of my friends said to me, "Oh, we all mask to a certain extent." But just putting on a good face for your friends is not in the same realm as what neurodiverse people endure. They experience the world very differently to neurotypical people, whether it be through their hypersensitivity or their understanding of social cues. This gives them a valuable perspective, which could teach us a lot. There is huge power to be harnessed from individuality, whereas the pressure to be like everyone else can make people feel uncomfortable in their own skins. Look where this rabbit hole has taken me. I started off talking about pants and have ended up with the need to change the world. What it all boils down to is one word: authenticity. We need to value it, wobbly bits and all.